place near your altar. O Lord Almighty, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you, Selah. Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Join us as we sing. How lovely is your dwelling place.
How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty, for my soul.
Better is one. elsewhere. We worship you this morning, Lord, and we wait here in your presence, Lord. Help us, each one of us, Lord, to listen, to begin to be still and be at peace and listen for you, what you might have to say to us this morning. Help us to realize our hunger for you, Lord. Sometimes you don't know you're hungry and you're hungry. Lord, I come, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. And I need you, Lord. And I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need. Where sin runs deep, your grace is more. Where grace is found is where you are, and where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. I need you, Lord, and I need you. Oh, I need every hour I need you. You're my one defense, you're my righteousness. Oh, God, how I need you. My song to rise to you when temptation comes my way, or when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Oh, Jesus, you're my hope and stay. Sing to the Lord. Wait here for just a moment, and I would just ask you with me to pray. And you know, David once prayed the words, Lord, search me, search my heart, know me, search me, see if there's anything wicked in me. And the word tells us that there's a kind of godly sorrow that doesn't bring regret. Lord, we ask you this morning to show us what you find in our hearts, Lord, and correct us if need be, and to lighten our load, Lord. You say that your yoke is easy and your burden is light, but the things that we carry are so heavy. In these moments, Lord, I pray that you would lead us to your rest and teach us your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Psalm 3 reads, verse 2, many are saying of me, God will not deliver him, Selah. But you are a shield around me, O Lord. You bestow glory on me and lift up my head. To the Lord I cry aloud, and he answers me from his holy hill, Selah.
You're the lifter of my
Psalm 18, verse 30 reads, "As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. He is a shield for all who take refuge in him. For who is God besides the Lord? And who is the rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to stand on the heights." And Psalm 16, verse 11 says, "You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." We have a very, very good, good Father.
Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I am never alone. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.
Love, love, love. You're a good, good Father.
It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. And I need you, oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. You're my one defense, my righteousness. Oh, God, how I need you. And I need you, oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. You're my one defense, my righteousness. Oh, God, how I need you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's been good to worship the family today. And so I want to encourage you guys to trade name tags, be praying loud. Pray for whoever it is that you trade with. Allow them to be praying for you. Since we are talking about prayer, a couple needs that I know about in our community. If you haven't heard, Roy got news on Monday, or had a test on Monday. I guess he got news on Friday, that the surgery he had that was initially successful, the vessel's been getting pinched off again. So he's going to have to go back in for surgery again. Same surgery, right? So pray, because that was a serious surgery once. Now he's got to go again. So pray for Carolyn and Roy as that leads up to it, but also pray for a date sooner than later. But even pray that, you know, we have a good Father and He can heal that. So we do believe that. And also, Naaman. We sure will, man. So be praying for Naaman as well. And then also, on top of Naaman and Roy, some of you know, some of you don't, but Tom has been dealing with something. And he's not quite sure what, but it can be debilitating at times, which is hard as he travels and plays music. And so I'm just going to tell you guys that Tom's part of our community in some ways. Temporarily, as he comes and goes, but permanently, he's always a part of our family. And so, be praying for Tom that he didn't get any news, and he was hoping for news this week so that he could get a test done before he has a residency at a church in Virginia in a couple weeks. And so that didn't come through. So pray that God would bring healing to his body and that he would be able to make it to that residency and then get some answers so that it could be corrected afterwards. So just as you go throughout your week, be praying for Roy and Naaman and for Tom as well. He's leaving today, so you can tell him goodbye. We'll see him. I don't know when.
Me either.
Fall, probably, but maybe before. So, and Alyssa, yeah, her babies, they're going to induce on Wednesday if she doesn't have the baby before. But she really doesn't want them to do so. Pray a baby comes to Alyssa and Wallace this week before Wednesday. So love you guys, and it's good to be a family. So go in peace this morning, love and serve God, and be praying with and for each other. Amen.